Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. Sam Graves is skipping class. No, he's not skipping class this morning. He had to miss last week because he had some fancy graduate school class last week, but with us this morning, and we'll give Jeff Henry a B- for filling in. No, we'll give him an A for filling in last week. And I remember last week, Coach, talking to Coach Henry. I said, did I read the penalty column right last week? Zero penalties in the opener. What in the world? So we'll start that conversation that way this morning. Did you play a pretty crisp ball game last night in that 40-8 win over Erie Prophetstown?
Yeah, you know, we actually did. We had not very many penalties. We only had, I think, maybe two. Their head coach unfortunately got one, but yeah, it was a pretty clean game. You know, it really was. The guys did a nice job up front again.
So two penalties in eight quarters, in those eight quarters in the first 2 weeks of the season, that's a good sign right there, I think.
Yeah, it is. You know, that's something we've kind of struggled with early the past few years, too, is penalties, whether it's holding or, you know, delay a game or whatever it is, and that's been pretty clean so far.
All right. Well, I know when we talked to you, our preview interview, we knew you lost some good dudes last year, but when you were previewing the season and you mentioned, you know, our skill kids, I think we're in a pretty good shape there. And the question mark is, how are we going to be up front? So what have you thought so far with this group you've pieced together up front? And I know you're playing some good kids, but it looks like they're getting the job done at least early in the season.
Yeah, they are. Our, you know, offensive line we had and defensive line we had coming back, we knew we had a few nice pieces returning with, you know, Cameron Garisher and Miles McCabe and Robert Young. Those were three guys we knew that were coming back that have had a time for us, and we just didn't know what the other pieces around them would look like. And you know, we've had some sophomores step in and do a nice job for us so far, you know, and we have Brexton, a junior, so not all sophomores, but yeah, they've done a nice job. And the good thing is that we're getting better each week, and that's what we're going to have to do. I think I said that in the pregame show, that's what we're going to have to do, is just focus on getting better each week, because, you know, there's some stuff we see on film, obviously, from week one that we thought was good, that we really liked, but then there's also stuff you see that's not so good. So, you know, the thing is that we get better each week, and I thought one of the key areas we improved on greatly up front was pass pro. Week one, even though Riley had, I think, was something like 21 for 32 for 200 and some yards in week one, he was still on the ground quite a bit after throws and getting hurried and pressured. And this week was much different. It was good to see the improvement just after 1 week.
All right. And so you improved 2-0 heading into week three. No question, you got to like the progress. And it looks like last night you made quick work of the game where you score early in the third. I think you told me off the air, for your first drive of the third quarter, you make it a mercy rule game, you know, early in the second half to put that game away. So kids weren't messing around last night, it sounded like.
No, they weren't. And, you know, again, it was one of the things we kind of said and challenged them with is jumping on them early. Don't give it. Team like that, you know, I guess you would say hope or momentum, because, you know, they have a new coach. There's going to be some excitement. There's going to be, you know, their first home game. So, you know, if you keep a team around, you get it, give them momentum, and then it gets difficult. So that's kind of, you know, we talked about that to the guys, is jumping out quick. Let's get some scores quick. Let's look impressive on the road in front of a crowd that doesn't know you guys yet, and kind of show yourselves off. And they did that. They jumped on them early, and it was good to see.
All right, and I gotta get my random say that kid's name again. I love that kid's name, Zarlatana. Say, what's his first name again? I just like the randomness of that name, and it's the best name I've heard in a couple years. So go ahead, Coach Graves, say his random Saturday morning name on Sportsline.
Yeah, and I tell you what, he had a good game for us last night. That's Nico's Arlington.
Yeah. I'm going to get hopefully they sell a Nico's Arlington's replica jerseys at Rock Ridge Boost Club Stand. Man, I want one of those anyway. So no joking aside, you said he played a good game. And I kid about his name, but I love the name. But he's a good player, too.
Yeah, he is. I tell you what, what sets him apart is how fast he is at linebacker for us. He plays a great inside backer for us, but, you know, last night he was all over the field for us. He played halfback and had a couple nice runs and a long touchdown run. Then we kind of moved him around, moved him down the tight end, and he caught a crossing pattern. They were playing some man-to-man on us. He caught a nice mesh route and went the distance from like 60 or 70 yards for a touchdown. So, you know, he had a nice all-around game for us last night.
All right. The Rockets go to 2-0. They take on Riverdale next Friday. And just two penalties in the first eight games for the Rockets. They were up 40-0 early in the third quarter last night, going to beat Erie Prophetstown 40-8. Coach, nice going. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Right to Sam Graves with us. More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.